But given how slowly the old lady was moving, and the fact that they'd have to get their luggage, he had hope of catching up to them. Rowan paused for a moment when faced with a sign pointing out the various transportation options. It wasn't likely the elderly woman would take the train or bus into town. "Taxi," he said, making a snap decision and praying that he was correct. He turned to the left and bolted for the section of the airport that served as a taxi stand. Cries of people greeting arriving family members filled the air, along with the growl of traffic, the squeals of excited children, and voices babbling in at least a dozen different languages. The scent of diesel hit him as cars inched alongside the drop-off area. He jogged along the pavement, the rucksack slung across his back, banging painfully against his kidneys, dodging people emerging from cars and taxis, avoiding mounds of suitcases and the chaotic streams flowing into and out of the airport in the usual manner of humanity, until he found a line of taxis. Quickly, he scanned the crowd, but didn't see the bent old woman and Sophia. He stopped in frustration next to a stack of luggage, almost as tall as he was, his hands on his hips as he panted, spinning first one way, then the next, in a desperate attempt to spot his prey. Damn it, B would have his guts for garters if he lost them. His backpack bumped into something, and he automatically mumbled an apology.
"Sorry, I don't speak German."
"Oh, hi again." He almost stumbled, so quickly did he turn around to see the woman who spoke. Hidden behind the mountain of luggage belonging to another traveler was Sophia, her charge at her side, sitting on the little camp stool. "Fancy seeing you here," Sophia said with a wide smile that reeked of innocence. He narrowed his eyes, moving slightly to the side when a man who bore the livery of a chauffeur began to pull the bags next to him into a limousine, absently wondering what game Sophia was playing. Did she believe she could fool him into thinking she was not abducting the old woman? Perhaps she didn't realize that he was onto her. If that was the case, then it would behoove him to feign ignorance.
"Hello. Yes, it's quite a coincidence, isn't it? Are you staying in Munich?"
"Who's that?" the old woman asked, peering around Sophia. "Who do you have there, girl?"
"I don't have anyone, Mrs. P," Sophia protested.
"Think I don't recognize it when a man ogles his woman? Did I tell you I was a hoochie-coo dancer for a president?"
"Yes, you did tell me," Sophia said, with an apologetic glance toward him. "But he's not mine. He's the man from the plane. He's the one who stopped... Oh, you slept through it. Never mind." Rowan moved a couple of feet to the left and made a little bow to them both, handing Sophia one of his business cards.
"My name is Rowan."
"I'm Sophia Long. This is Mrs. Papadopoulos, although everyone calls her Mrs. P." Sophia tucked his card away without looking at it. The older woman looked oddly pleased.
"Your man has manners," she said with a little nod of approval. "The bow was well performed, not the silly parody you see these days. And most men don't carry calling cards these days. Very right and proper, and he's nice looking. Long legs. Torso is a bit short, but he has a broad chest. Good lung capacity. He'll give you strong children."
To his amusement, Sophia's cheeks turned a dusky pink as she babbled something about not even knowing the man, let alone planning on having children with him.
"Are you staying in Munich?"
he asked, wondering how far Sophia would take her innocent act. Judging by the ease and familiarity with which the old woman spoke, he assumed that she was clueless as to who Sophia really was. The question was, did that make his job of stealing the ring she'd taken from the demon lord easier, or more difficult? "Just for the night," Sophia answered, not meeting his gaze. She gestured toward the taxis. "A car is supposed to meet us, but I don't see it."
"The driver should have met you at baggage," he pointed out. "Did you not see anyone with your name on a sign?"
"No." She bit her lower lip and looked worried. He had to remind himself that it was all an act to make him think she wasn't after the same thing he was. "I'm not sure if there's someone we should call or if I should just get us a taxi."
"What hotel are you staying at?"
She glanced at a small note card. "The Hotel Ocelot." "Wait, that can't be right. Ocelot? Is that even a German word?"
"It is my favorite hotel in Munich," Mrs. P said, with a little curl of her lips. "I used to go there with one of my most inventive lovers. You've heard of strudel, yes? Well, he used